Okay, and we're back from the vacation. I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back from vacation. A week at Big Sur. It was momentous. It was full of all kinds of. Well, it was basically full of a whole lot of, you know, relaxation. Was what it was from. Oh man, I got something in my fucking eye, man. And we were back, and yeah, that's a quick jaunt, you know. I mean, it's from where we live here at the El Pacifico up to Big Sur is 5 hours just relaxing. You know, in other words, just kind of five. Now, if I really was hauling ass, well, if I was hauling ass, I'd be in jail or dead because you're going up Pacific Coast Highway. It's like that. But if I wanted to, I could make it in four. Yeah, you know, that's risking a ticket, you know, whatever. But anyway, we went up to the Elcott Redeemery there, and we had a great time, man. And it was a lot of sleeping, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, because I don't get enough motherfucking sleep these days, man. I just don't, you know. And also, there was a little bit, and a lot of eating and drinking. And it was funny because I went into the bar there at the Elcott Redeemery, and the bartender there, Jose, and that's the guy's name, and he's the guy that showed me how he chopped up that jalapeno and put it into the Coraleo tequila back when I was up there at my birthday. And what was interesting was that this time, I guess he wasn't there. We had another bartender, and I said, could I have the... And he didn't know what I was talking about. I said, it's chopped up jalapenos in the tequila, and then you mix it in with, I don't know, something else. I forget what it was. He said, so he found the bottle. He looked at it, and he gave me one of these looks like, this is the owner's stuff. The owner's? I mean, I said, the last time I was here, I was drinking it. I don't know how. So he went ahead, and he made me the drink, and it was good. of course, it's something I can do for myself here now. Brr. But I got hooked on that shit. I mean, that jalapeno tequila. Now, a word to anybody that thinks, you know, well, the copper mug drinks are, you know, a flash in the pan, trendy, whatever. I don't go in for mixed drinks, but I do go in for improving the taste of shit can tequila. And what I mean by that is a very simple, some tequila is just shit. And that I don't want to drink straight. Some people may want to. I don't want to. And if I still want to drink that tequila, if I don't want to take it and pour it down a sink, I'll either make it into a margarita or do some yucca with it, you know, where we shake up the fucking yucca, or we'll toss some fucking ginger beer in that shit. Throw some jalapenos. Do something to it to make it something you can enjoy as opposed to one of these... You know, that shit. Who wants to do that? Anyway, you guys know what I mean. All right, so welcome back to you. Welcome back to me. It's nice to be here. And we have a show to do today. We'll have the panel with us today. Margaret, what voice are you in?
Well, I mean, I had to take a deep breath.
He asked you.
No, I know what he asked me, General. I had to take a deep breath.
Yeah, I know. To run some air over the...
To dry the vocal cords off.
Right.
But I think I'm in good voice. Bud, what do you think?
Yeah, that's, you know, good.
Well, that's hardly an endorsement. What do you think?
It's fine. I wouldn't give it a hundred...
Forget that I even asked you. What about you, Robert?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, well, all of you can rot. All of you can swing. All of you can just go ee-ee-ee-ee from the top of someone's garage. From the roof of someone's garage, all I want to hear from you is ee-ee-ee-ee as you dangle from a crossbeam. I'm Margaret Gray.
Let's go and take a look at the news. It's the best thing we can do here. What's been going on, man? You know, anybody know? Anybody give a shit? I don't. Elcott. Final voice messages is May 6th. May 6th. May 10th. May 10th. Got a lot of stuff here that we got out of the way. Our next appearance at the LA Improv, if anybody is interested, and we had a great time on the 6th. Really did. Had a terrific time. 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah. And I, you know, just in terms of my own personal performance chops, I think it was the best performance that I had there, and was really grateful to Andy Kindler, who I just think is fucking hysterical. I think he really killed a week ago Friday when he was there. Funnier than hell. And Darren Carter works his ass off. It's funny as hell. Melinda Hill is great. And Brody Stevens was back with us, my brother, filling out the bill. And, you know, our positive push and killing and always unpredictable and funny. And just, and those guys are always great. But for me, I had to, look at this, Jack Hole of the Day. What show is this? Bravo. Now, this guy Odor, who got the punch off on Batista, he didn't drop him. Batista got up. I mean, Batista didn't go down. Batista stood up. Now, Odor gave him a pretty good shot. He hit the, left side of Batista's face and then slapped him with his glove as if to say, you know, I'm going to, you know, sort of knock your ass down. But anyway, very interesting. I don't know if anybody saw that. But yeah, so we'll be there next month, June. Well, it's a tentative early June date. It's a tentative early June date. God damn it, man. My cock is so large that I have to shift it around. I'm kidding, but I'm, you know, I'm kind of uncomfortable. All right. I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty good size, but I wouldn't say it's, you know, so difficult to maneuver as. What am I doing, man? Oh, okay. Okay. We're going to take a look at, on this show here, the news. Okay? You want to do that?
Why not? Let's do that. Okay.
And what do we have here? Even supporters of Clinton has weaknesses as a candidate. What can she do? Of course she does. Here's the deal, though. They got Sanders. And I don't know why the fuck they don't go with Sanders, because Sanders is, and I'm just saying on paper, in terms of the research, he can beat fucking Trump. And I mean, he beats Trump consistently in terms of just polls. The numbers, I don't think, have narrowed between Trump and Sanders. Now, Trump can, you know, call him a communist, and he can call him a this and a that, but Sanders can hit Trump equally hard with Trump being a elitist, being a classist, being dishonest, being a pathological liar, being a guy that manipulates and exploits workers, a guy that hates women, a guy that is, you know, has a racial bias, a guy that's a xenophobe. There's a lot of Trump is lest he think he's in some kind of a you know, a comfortable position. Clinton outlines economic plan, which includes her husband. Wendell Pierce, The Wire, arrested after fight over Bernie Sanders. What is this? At an Atlanta hotel. Isn't this the cat that played Clarence Davis, too? Not two Sanders supporters. Wasn't Wendell Pierce the guy, The Wire and Treme was arrested? I thought he was the cat on, also the dude on the, yes, he did. He played, he was in HBO's Clarence Confirmation. He pushed a male victim and then went after his girlfriend, grabbing her hair and smacking her in the head. You know, I don't know, man. People, you know, I'm just going to say this. People want to bait a guy like this and get him into a situation where he's going to react. And then they think they got an easy lawsuit. I mean, before you think that it's all the actor, the famous guy's fault, let me just tell you. Hold on. I gotta drop something on the desk over here. Hold on. Reggie Jackson, you know, Reggie Jackson, the baseball player, he got into it outside of a hotel in Orange County years ago while he was playing for the Angels. And he was baited into a fight by some motherfucker who called him the N-word. And I don't know about, you know, what anybody think, but I mean, you know, just about every black guy that I know or I've ever heard of, if he's called the N-word, he's going to respond physically. And I don't blame him at all. Not a little bit. And every white guy I know, knows that that's the case. Any white guy I know isn't going to be dropping that word too much, you know, right at the face of a black guy. But if there are any white people out there who don't know that, they're just flat stupid. There's no other word for it. There's no other fucking word for it. You don't expect violence. You may think it's wrong. You may think you have the right. You may think a lot of things. But if you believe that you can say to a black guy the N-word and not expect to get assaulted, you're stupid. I can't even, you know, what other word do you put on it? So anyway, sure enough, he responded the way he should have, violently, in my opinion. And this guy tried to turn it into a civil suit. And he lost. He lost. Why wouldn't he? But the press around the thing was that Jackson, here's another superstar baseball player beating up a defenseless fan who had an honest criticism or simply wanted an autograph. And I think it was something like that. You know, can I have your autograph? And Jackson said no. And because he said no, this guy responded by calling him the N-word. And Jackson didn't think that his declining of an interview rated being called that. Maybe this guy is one of those professional autograph or declining an autograph. Maybe this guy's one of those professional autograph collectors who sells them at these conventions. I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit. All right. What else we got here, man? Manchester United threat casts cloud over Premier. It wasn't a threat. It was a training device that was left by the police. It was not a threat. And it was a definitely a training device of some kind. Let's see. Well, I find that to be very, very low class, if that's the case. Says that Jose Mourinho, who was the former coach at Chelsea, used to call Claudio Ranieri, who coached the champion Leicester City team, a loser. And, you know, that's like, how ill-timed is that, you know? But Moreno has proven to be this season a guy that didn't know what was going on, didn't know certainly how to react publicly to what was happening with his team, which was that he had a defending champion that was fucking losing like a motherfucker. What is the deal here, man? I'm trying to get this goddamn thing to, am I going to get, is this going to print for me or not? No, it is not. I'm going to try this again, man. We got problems here in River City, man. We got trouble right here in River City. Let's see what we're doing here.
Let's see what we're doing here. I don't know. You know? Let's see now.
Those are all commercials. Okay, I think this will do it. Yeah, I think I've got it now. It was quite unnerving. I'll go ahead and print that. Go ahead and print that. There we go. I don't know. The party that Jeb built is for the Brazil legend Pelé. If I'm the king, then Lionel Messi should be the prince. Black Sabbath and Slipknot launch Mega Ozfest meets... Does it say Knotsfest? All right, well, okay, there you go. How B Rampage terrorized neighborhood, killed two dogs. Trump and Biden at 10 years difference. FBI agent wounded in shootout, police shooting suspect killed. Headless body found in Texas. Frost advisory issued for Monday. Let's see if you can see any of this shit. Here's a guy, Sheldon Adelson. All right, there you go. I don't know. Very understandable. All right, so time now for a Snapchat selfie. And I don't know what I'm going to do here, but
oh, hello, this is Margaret Gray. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting ready for the Phil Henry Show. Yes, hello, this is Margaret Gray. I'm getting ready for the Phil Henry Show. I have my headphones on. Well, hello, everyone, this is Margaret Gray. I'm getting ready for the Phil Henry... Yes, I do have a beard. You can see I've got a little bit of a beard.
I don't think that works. Because I do have a beard. It is kind of fucking ugly. That's fucking ugly, man. Fucked it up. I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. Hello there. And all I ever wanted to do, and all I ever wanted to do in all my time, simply made, and I crawled to the altar and I prayed for the boy. Prayed.
And all I ever wanted to do.
She's going to be fine. God Almighty, she's going to be fine. I prayed and I prayed. It looks like my doll. See. Oh, God, she's going to be fine. I prayed, I prayed. She's going to be fine. The guinea pig will be fine. The blue ribbon winning guinea pig. Wait a minute. She's going to be fine. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. But the blue ribbon winning guinea pig going to be fine. Yee.
Gonna be fine.
I'm doing a bunch of shit here. Don't mind me. Is this Sheldon? Sheldon Adelson. Here we go. Yeah, I like him. I'm good here, man. Ah. How long was that song that I played? It was 6 minutes. The glow of love will find. Lighted windows stare. Now, the other thing we like to do here on the Phil Andre Show is go over to our Twitter feed because there's constantly some shit going on there. Lighted windows stare. Oh, here we go. So what's up here? This is our Phil Henry feed. Chris Norton always loved me some Sis and the Boys. That's my condo. Where'd you get that? Oh, that's right. Trump's tasses. Frank Gray. Now, Frank Gray also has a Twitter feed. You may not know this, but he does. There you go. Where's Frank? Where you at, Frank? It figures Sheldon Adelson would put her money on Trump. She's a pea picker, just like Trump, a real buttermilk. Oh, my God. Why doesn't he shut up about this? True, Frank. Frank Gray. Chris Runtump asked about him. It was rad. All right, and then we have to do one more here. Could be a... Let's see. Me. 27. Christ on a fucking crutch. We gotta get our sound effects up here. We got Frank Gray, which means wind. And then also Chris Norton. There's the porn. Porn. I know where it is. Up here, man. Porn, dude. Where's the fucking porn music? Yeah, this is it. Okay. Then the last guy we would do here is Dean Wheeler. That's right. My follower count sucks hard. No shit, man. Your follower count does suck hard, Dean. There's no God. Blow a low note. All right, here we go. What are we talking about here? Oh, traffic chopper sounder. Boy, the fucking traffic.
Show traffic.
And then we have this, and we have this, and we have this, and then we have this. Testing 1, 2. Are we ready? I guess. Do we have commercials? No. All right. Go back to this here. That's our Phil Henry Show account right there. It's two lists. Oh, what is a list? I don't know what that is, man. Hey, man, we don't follow nobody until they follow us. That's the rule. That's the, I'm putting down the rules. I'm laying down the law. Oh, yeah, Vernon Dozier. This is very important. Vernon Dozier with a safety tip. Okay. All right, here we go. I think we're ready to go, man. I leave a kiss behind. Yeah, man. Test 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, and...